listen to Lisa on your smart speaker. Enable our Alexa skill and never miss a moment of the Lisa Wexler Show. Only on WICC 600.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. Good morning, good morning. It's 22 after the hour. Joining us now is State Representative Harry Arora, who's already elected, but he's thrown his hat in the ring to become the senator for the 33rd District, being vacated by Alex Kasser. Harry Arora, welcome on the show today. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Lisa, and thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Sure. Make sure you don't have wind. Okay, let's go. Let's go right into the phone, Harry, because it's tough. So Representative Arora, in some ways, you have the least to lose here because you still get to be the state rep, even if you don't make it through this nomination process, which may be a bloodbath, according to different columnists who have been writing about it. It may be that you have to vie out between Ryan Fazio as well as Leora Levy. Tell the listeners, if you will, please, why you think you should be the best choice.
So, I have a proven track record of public service, of leadership during the crisis. You and I have spoken about and worked on various issues with the listener, with your listeners on vaccines, on reopening. And the community sees it. You know, I got 1,000 plus endorsements in the first 3 days, endorsements from people in the community. As you know, this is going to be not a very high turnout election. So to get 1,000 endorsements in the first few days means a lot. So it's very clear that I am the people's candidate. People have seen what I have done. My community supports me. They like me. I have their mandate. Our campaign did a poll that shows I would lead and win this irrespective of who is on the other side. So really, this is my race in some sense where I have a commanding lead. Now, when it comes to the delegates, that's what I have to convince all 31 delegates. And they're listening. And you're right. It could be a bloodbath because the other two candidates are doing all they can also to convince the delegates. But I'm making good progress.
Let me ask you something. When exactly, what are the dates from the public's point of view? When will the nominee for the Republicans be chosen?
So this Saturday, the 10th of July at 10 a.m. is the convention. So let's say by 11 or latest by noon, we will have our nominee. And then, as you know, the actual election is on 17th of August. So between now and Saturday, 10 a.m., it's all about making sure that we provide work for each delegate. And, the real issue is that I have spoken to all the delegates, and I have a good relationship with all of them because I've worked with them. They're all involved in the political aspect of our party. And the question really is that they do like me. They understand that I am really the best candidate. It's that some of them have conflict because they were all elected last year for the last election. And because in the special election you have so little time, new delegates are not elected.
Wait a minute. So what you're saying, Representative Arora, we're chatting with Harry Arora, is that these delegates already chose Ryan Fazio to run against Alex Kasser. They've already voted once for Ryan Fazio. So how are you going to convince them that they should select you?
That's right. So in the end, it is the most electable and the best candidate, which they should choose, or they should, as members of the party, that's also their responsibility. And I have proven to them from the 1,000 plus endorsements, from the poll data I provided them, from my track record and my support in the district, that I'm the best candidate. But you're right. Some of them are conflicted. They are very close because they ran the race with Ryan last time, which he did not prevail, but they are very interested or they are very close to him personally. So that is where my ask of them is, they have to get over the personal or the personal bias and choose the best candidate. And many of
who's
them,
the chair of the RTC? Who's the chair of the RTC now in Greenwich?
These are RTC in Greenwich, Stanford, and UConn, and they're really good people, smart people who can get over the conflict, who understand that. They're not naive. They understand that we have to win this election. And they will select the best candidate. Now, the other thing is that, as you know, that one of the other candidates...
Representative Arora, you're too far away. You got to come back closer to the phone.
All right, let me get you out of the area. So the other element here is that one of the other candidates is a national committee chair. So there is also a lot of national pressure, or pressure from, you know, perhaps administration officials endorsing or calling. And that's the other thing which I am trying to convince the delegates, that all politics is local. So having 1,000 local endorsements is very powerful, and perhaps more powerful than having somebody in Washington or somebody who was the ex, you know, treasury in 2 years ago to endorse. So those are the discussions we are having as to how to keep this really local and how to elect the best candidate who has a proven record.
So do you think that some of the people are going to vote for Leora Levy because she has been such an effective fundraiser for Republicans?
Listen, I we don't, you know, we're still giving the delegates a little time before telling them, hey, where the votes are. But yes, there are considerations that Leora has been an effective fundraiser for the party. And she has done a lot for the party over a number of years. So there are people who are going to give their, the delegates are going to give that a fair hearing. And they should. But what my case lies in the fact that I am the best suited to do the job. I have experience. I have shown what I can do. I have shown leadership. I have built consensus. You know, I have led the administration as a minority member to make changes. So in some sense, you know, people see that. People see that. The delegates see that. The people of the community see that. I hope members of the press see that, and they talk about it. And so that's the reason I'm quite confident that when the chips fall out, when the chips fall in place, you know, everybody will do the right thing in electing the most qualified, the candidate with the most merit, which I strongly believe is myself.
So let me ask you, Representative Arora, you alluded to a poll. Can you tell me more specifics about this poll? Who was polled?
Yes. Yeah, so our campaign, this is a poll done by our campaign in the 36th district, across the district. And it was done by a very reputable pollster. And it was done with 500 data points, which makes it very accurate poll, so as to say, because as you know, over 400, the margin of error is very low. So it's a very credible poll, and which conclusively shows that compared to any of the other two candidates, or perhaps we also even threw a proxy Democrat candidate, I am way ahead and am quite favored to win this race. My favorability ratings in this district overall is as high as 58 to 42, so a 17 point favorability spread net, which typically, if you have looked at any other race across the state or across the country, really implies that candidate would win this race.
So in other words, against any Democrat, you come at 58 to 42. It wasn't a specifically named Democrat.
So since we do not have a specific name Democrat, we ran what is called a favorability poll. So you ask the question asked by the pollster is if you for this specific leader or politician who's going to be running in this race, are you favorable, unfavorable, or you have no opinion? And in that favorability versus not favorability spread, that's typically the measure used in polls prior to a head-to-head, because the other candidate is not being announced on the Democrat side. So we ran that net favorability spread, or that favorability poll, for all three of our candidates and a couple of possible Democrat candidates. And I showed way ahead, you know, compared to all of the other candidates by a margin of 8 to 10%. So my net favorability is way high at 16-17%. The next person in line is much lower.
I see. Okay. So you're relying on people, the delegates themselves, to go by this data and by the fact that you are the only elected person running for this, to be able to disavow themselves of prior loyalty to Ryan Fazio, or their feeling about how important it is to give perks to people who have raised money for the perks is not even the right word to give the senatorial nomination, not just a perk, the senatorial nomination to somebody whose highest credential is basically that she's raised a lot of money for the party. So you're relying on them to come away from those two things and choose you. Well, thank you, Senator. Pardon me, Representative Harry Arora, not state senator, not yet.
Not yet.
But in any event, good luck. Good luck, Harry. Thanks for coming on the show on such short notice. We'll be watching with great interest to see what happens on Saturday morning. Thank you very much for coming on today.
Thank you very much, Lisa. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Jim Cameron, our Connecticut transportation guru, up next. 203-333-9422 on the Lisa Wexler Show here on WICC. Stay tuned.